The Griswold girls basketball team had a rude awakening after the winter break as they lost on Tuesday to Fremont Mills 53-21. While the Tigers have seen some offensive improvements early this year, they still need to get better in the turnover game and need to protect the basketball better on the hardwood.
We took care of the ball pretty well. We turned it over too many times, and a lot of that was just in trying to force things. When we ran our half-court offense, we ran it and took care of the ball. We just didn't look to shoot often enough. That's all gonna keep working itself out. We're continuing to work on that. But, you know, really just a lack of possessions for some turnovers and stuff.
In the Fremont Mills game, the Tigers saw some improvement in the mid-range shot and their shot selection on the floor. Both Carly Milliken and Addison Adams have already started to look better after the break on the offensive end. The Tigers are led in scoring by Abby Goinghorse, Addison Adams, and Amanda Hauser, who are all averaging around 7 points per game. If they can continue their average and keep up the defensive pressure, things will start to go the Tigers' way.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Like last night, they did a good job. The outside shot was hitting okay, but not consistent. So they really did a good job of having a conscious effort to pull that 3-point shot and take a couple attack dribbles and hit that mid-range shot. And that's, you know, they've been working really hard. They'll stay after, you know, as do a lot of the girls, stay after and get some extra shots up. We've been concentrating on, you know, where our shots are and shoot them in rhythm. And, you know, they continue to be that person looking for a shot and, you know, as does the rest of the team. We're getting a lot of good shots up. We had a lot of good looking shot attempts, you know, from Carly Milliken down low. Addison Adams had a lot of good looks, just, you know, rattling out, just a little bit off, maybe a little bit rushed on a few of those shots against a good rotational defensive team that, you know, that is Fremont Mills, and just kind of sped us up a little bit on our shots and made it a little tougher to hit that mark we wanted to.
Griswold's defense has been one of the better defenses in the last few years of Tiger basketball. Where they still have to improve is in ball control and court awareness. They had 28 total turnovers in the game against Fremont Mills and are looking to control the basketball better on the offensive end. If the mistakes on the offense clean up, the defense will take care of itself.
Well, I think they really noticed that even with the 31 turnovers that we end up posting, which is obviously way too many, and we've had a turnover issue this season, you know, even with that, a team in Fremont Mills that's averaging over 60 points a game, we were able to hold to 53. I believe we gave up 24 points off of turnovers. And you look at that, we clean that aspect up. Our defense is getting to the point where it's where we like it, and we can still keep pushing with that, but our defense is there to do the job for us. We just need to make those right decisions, make the passes that are there, not try and force the pass, and then we start knocking out a few shots, and then all of a sudden, you know, those runouts, those transition points, those points off turnovers, that starts cleaning up. That's more opportunities for us to score and less for them to score, and now that evens out. You know, that's a lot where our deficit is. So I think they really saw that. We rebounded the ball pretty well. I played really good defense. You know, we held them to a lot lower shooting percentage than what they have had on the season. I thought our defense was really good.
On Friday, the Tigers return to corner conference action when they take on Essex. The Trojans are led by Brooke and Tori Burns with 15.8 and 10.3 points, respectively. Essex has won the last four games against the Tigers as Griswold looks to break that streak at home with a talented Tigers team.
Yeah, they're really aggressive. They fly to the ball. They play an aggressive zone defense. And, you know, it's fun to play against them because they're always scrappy. They're always going. You know, we've had a tendency, I think last year we got sped up a little too much in their full court pressure, and we kind of gave up some unforced turnovers last year. I think we're a lot more confident with the ball this year, especially against a press. You know, we didn't do a bad job against Fremont Mills press last night. We haven't seen a lot of adversity from full court presses. So I think that little bit of, swagger, if you will, in the full court pressure is really going to help us to, you know, eliminate some of those unnecessary turnovers, which again gives us those opportunities where I think, you know, in the half court, I think it'll be a fun matchup against them.
Griswold has back-to-back games with a game against Lenox tonight, followed by the game against Essex on Friday, both of which are at home for 6 p.m. start. KSOM 96.5 will be live for the Friday broadcast with myself, Zach Callens, and Austin West in the call, with a pregame show around 5:45 p.m. with the live video stream on Western Iowa Today TV, powered by NishNanet. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.